Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
It's time for the Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio. Hi, Lark.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Brand new year.
Here we go.
Caregiver Corner. This is really good stuff. And as a matter of fact, you brought in some epiphanies with you today.
I did. It's that time, you know.
It is. Epiphanies of a Caregiver, the value of relationships, and technology has come such a long way and has provided us with so many life-changing conveniences, many of which I never thought would ever exist today. The computers, the cell phones, the internet.
Forget all those apps that simplify the processes and make life so much easier, right?
Yep, that's true.
Are these conveniences really making our life easier, or does it seem to be keeping us from one of the greatest things that life has to offer?
As Ray Ortiz writes in Memory Care, the ORS blog, I sometimes observe people of all generations. I think about how these life conveniences have taken over our lives, often keeping us from interacting with anyone or anything besides our technological devices. It surprises me that people in general would choose spending a significant part of their day interacting with an inanimate object versus another human being.
Yeah, she continues that working with seniors has taught her valuable lessons throughout her career, often creating these moments of what she calls epiphanies of a caregiver. It's the amazing moment when you realize something makes total sense, and how could it not before? For those who know her, she reading or learning something new must always be reinforced through some sort of hands-on experience, and kind of like that, and thus creating that epiphany.
Ray tells us about her hands-on programming experience. It all started with Helen, a resident in the memory care unit. Ray was working on her computer late one night. Yeah, and Helen stopped by and said, "What are you still doing here?" She also wanted to tell her that she needed to go and check on her dog in her car in the parking lot. As we sat and talked, Ray validated her feelings and then later asked a team member to escort her to check on her dog. Ray left that evening touched but mostly confused. She thought about their conversation for several days, in fact, which led her to reflect on their relationship in general.
There you go. There's that relationship. And Ray's team, now this is an interprofessional team in an assisted living setting, sat down together and came up with a plan. The very next time Helen asked to go check on her dog in the car in the parking lot, they helped her do just that. It was amazing to watch their programming lead tell her, "Okay, let's go check on your dog." Helen's face lit up, and as she took her hand and walked to the parking lot, that's called validation therapy. And when we got there, Helen immediately walked through the parking lot, carefully checking each car. She looked quite discouraged as she told us her car wasn't in the parking lot.
Yeah, we emphasized and empathized with her
and
validated her concerns while she proceeded to walk around a few more times before she asked to go back inside. We walked her in just in time for dinner and sat with her friends. Funny thing is, she never asked about the dog the whole time that we were outside.
Yeah, and that's called redirecting. And the next day, our team reported that she did not ask to go and check on her dog the rest of the night. And we were on to something wonderful, in fact. She was excited that we finally had found a resolution for Helen. And from then on, whenever Helen asked to go and check on her dog, we took her for a walk around the parking lot. And she always seemed less anxious after those walks, and she never once tried to leave. Maybe she needed some fresh air or just needed to go for a walk.
Ray conveyed, you see, when you spend significant time with people, and I don't mean texting, and I don't mean Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, all of that.
Especially in the type of environment we work in, relationships commonly develop over time. And as these relationships flourish, you genuinely start to care for your residents.
Oh, and that's so true. I remember many special people, and all people, even those who live with dementia, are capable of developing relationships with others. And it was evident that Helen cared for Ray just as much as Ray did for her. The moment when she said, "Why are you still here?" One of the greatest moments offered Ray that day.
Ray suggests sharing this blog with others, so today it seems really fitting to do so as we approach Epiphany.
That's right. And thank you to all our senior caregivers in our North Iowa region and assisted living and at home for doing those wonderful things that create relationships and meaningful service to those who depend on us.
Sometimes the little things in caregiving, right?
Very much. And a good point to try to avoid that technology as the first thing, unless you need some information about caregiving. And our website at NorthIowaSageLink.com is there 24/7, and you can get the type of information you need for the situation at hand.
All right, give us that website again.
It's NorthIowaSageLink.com.
Lark, great to see you. Happy New Year.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Another big year ahead of us.
Yes, we are.
And that's our program for this week on AM 1300 KGLO.